Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamid Zayin, mitzvah 537, the mitzvah of burial, the mitzvah of kavura to someone who needs it. So what does that mean to someone who needs it? As we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch both say, extend this, that though the context of the Pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Kiseitse, Perachav Aleph, Pasachav Gimel, the context is a Haruge Bezdin, Lo Salin Nivlaso Ala Eids, do not let the Nevela hang on the tree, that had to be put there because of the mitzvah of Tliya. Ki kavur tikbarenu bayamahu, you should surely bury the dead that day. Ki kilas elokim talui, because it's the klal of Hashem, as we explained in the last mitzvah. So according to most, this is the, as we mentioned yesterday, is the los asay of Bal Tullin, and today is the mitzvah asay of kavura. Though the Rambam is clear in Sefer HaMitzvos, and in Mishneh Torah, we glossed over a little bit yesterday, but today we're going to talk about it a little more in depth, that if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Avel, he quotes burying the dead as part of the mitzvah derabbanans, part of the mitzvahs derabbanan that are included in V'ahavta Lerecha Kamocha. And that bothers a number of the mafarshim on the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah daraisa. Ki kavur tikbarenu bayamahu. He counts it as a mitzvah zaseh, and he lists it in Mishneh Torah. So why in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Yudalid, does he list in mitzvahs aseh shel divrehem to bikur cholim, nachim aveilim, lahotzi ameis, velikbar, and to bury? What happened? Isn't it a daraisa? How could the Rambam say it is a derabbanan? So the Leiv Sameach, one of the mafarshim on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, suggests, well, maybe there's a difference between who we're talking about. We know that the relatives have a special mitzvah to bury the dead, and if the relatives do not do it, as the Rambam and the Chinuch said, then anybody has to do it. That's why it's called a mace mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bury the dead. That is the second level down. And then the third level down is Bezdin and a communal responsibility. But suggest the Leiv Sameach, maybe that's the difference between the mitzvah d'oraisa and the mitzvah d'rabbanan. The mitzvah d'oraisa is only on the relatives. The mitzvah d'rabbanan is on everyone. The language of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, kol hamalan as meiso over below sase. If somebody delays burying their dead, I mean their dead, mace. No, meso. And that's meso, so that's what it's mashma, only the chiv and the krovin. The rabbanon were mosif, even if one is not related to be misayeya the krovin, because after all, gemilas chesed doesn't make a difference. If somebody is related to me or not related to me, I have a chiv to be gomal chesed, just like bikur cholim and the others. And that's also a mashma for the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, right here, where he says in Reish Laman Aleph, meis she'ein lo mishi is asek bekfura so, nikra meis mitzvah, klomar, ha meis she mitzvah al kol adam lekavro. And the diak is, he says, meis she'ein lo mishi is asek, mashma that up till that point, he'd be talking about a meis that has misaskim, meaning the krovin. That's the chilik between the daraisa and the drabana. The question is, though, why should that be the case? If there's a mitzvah of kvura, why should it be limited to the family? It should be everybody. Okay, you could say the family's first. Just like bris milah. The father is first. If the father can't do it, then the son does it. Pidyon haben. Right? And if the bez did. But when they do it, they fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. All of a sudden here, if the Leiv Sameach is right, the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah d'oraisa is only by the relatives, and even if other people fulfill it, they're only fulfilling the mitzvah of chesed. Of gemilas chesed, but not the mitzvah of kvuras hameis d'oraisa. Why should that be? So the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss cannot fathom that that's true, and therefore he rejects it. He does not think the Leif Sameach is the Pashtus, and therefore he comes up with a different answer based on earlier sources and Diyukim and the Rambam. Maybe there's a difference of Kvura Bakarka versus Eina Kvura Bakarka. Just Tamun and closed off versus Kvura Bakarka. Maybe that's the Daraisa. Okay, but if you look at the Mitzvah HaMelech, Rabbi Cement, he develops a beautiful idea. What's the difference between family and non-family? Why should there be a difference? And he comes up with a different idea than what we discussed yesterday when we spoke about what's the mitzvah of kvura all about. Is it, as the Sefer HaChinuch said, not to embarrass, cause a chil Hashem, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they'll see that Selam Elokim there? Is it, does it have the status of Tashmishe Kedusha? That's a separate idea that we saw from Rav Schechter. Does it have the status of a Chesed Shel Emes? You're imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a different way to say it. In Lumdis terms, based, he says, on a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. The medrash says, on the psukim by Adam and Chava, Ad shuvcha el ha'adama, ki mimena lokachta, until you return to the ground, because from there you have been taken. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kometz afer shel adama, shenivreit mimenu, lo gezula biyadcha, ki afer ata, v'yal afer tashuv. What's the yesod of the mitzvah of kvura? Says the mitzvah samelech, it's not just chesed. Not just chesed that I have to do, like all other chasadim. No. It's a din b'chefza d'hameis ta'un kvura. Kivan da'afar ata, dino sheyashuv la'afar. We all come from the dust. Adam Arisho came from the dust. We all come from the dust. There's a din. As it says in Pirkei Avos, right? What are the three things we have to remember? What is our sof? Rimakum rima v'soleya. The dust, the earth. There's a din. Maybe it's connected to the fact that we're Tashmishei Kedusha. It fits into that idea that we mentioned. But the Yesod of Kvura is not Midin Gemilas Chesed. It's a din in the Chefza Demes Ton Kvura. Chazal were Mosif that besides that din, there is a mitzvah derabanan of Kvura Midin Gemilas Chesed. But the Iker, step one, is that it's a din of Mace because it's the Chefza. Everybody screams out for Kvura. Where do you see this? Where do you see this? And he says it could be based on the Rambam himself or the Gemara. The quotes other sources. Actually, we're not going to read those sources right now. But either way, explains the Mitzvah HaMelech that who is the Chiyuv on then? So is it the family comes first? So even so, he says, at root, the Chiyuv is on the person himself. He can't bury himself because he's dead. But really, the Chiyuv is on himself. Just like we find that there's a Medrash that even says that Moshe buried himself. Hashem buried him. But Moshe, and we know the Gemara, Rashi quotes it in Maseches Tainis, that in the Midbar, every night of Tisha B'Av, they went in and they dug their own graves, and they went in. So, these are extreme cases. But you see the idea of Kuras Atzmo. So it's impossible for somebody to bury themselves because they're dead. So the family does it in lieu of the person. That's why the family is different. The Mitzvah D'Oraisa, the real Mitzvah D'Oraisa, is that the Chefza Shalmeis, we need to return to the Afar because that's where we came from. That's the din based on that Medrash and Parshas Bereishis. The family is a stand-in. Besides that, Chazal added on that there's also a din of Gemilas Chesed to bury the dead. But again, there are differences that one can suggest between the din d'Oraisa and the din d'Rabbanan. For example, the concept of burying a Rasha. The halacha is that we know even in a Yisrael, Rasha has a chiyuv to be buried. Right, their tshuvas to talk about this, but yes. So if you say it's a din of Gemilas Chesed, so then you can talk about maybe a Rasha is different. But if it's a din of the chefza of a mace screams out for burial, then of course it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference who it is. It needs to be taken care of, the mitzvah of kavura. But that could explain why the mitzvah d'Oraisa only applies to family, and the mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Gemilas Chesed applies to others. The Leif Sameach suggestion. This is the lumdis behind that suggestion. Number one, about the mitzvah of kavura. Again, we read it yesterday, the Sefer HaChinuch. Number two, the Rambam and the Chinuch, as we discussed, say that the asay and the los asay both apply to everybody, not only to Haruge Bezdin, but to everybody. There is a shita that argues on that, and that's the shita of the Radvaz. The Radvaz is mechalek between the asay and the los asay. The Radvaz was asked in Chelik Aleph, Simon Tshuva, Shin Yud Aleph. He was asked that there was somebody asked him that many times people die in the middle of the day and they're not buried until the middle of the night. And some Maskilim said, it's Asur, Losala Nivlaso. How could you do it? If you're delaying for Kavod HaMeis, which we'll talk more about in the show in a couple of minutes, then fine. But if there's no Kavod HaMeis, they just delay it. Says the Radvaz. Step one. First of all, Losala. When do you violate Losala? Every time in the Torah. The Menachas Chinuch mentioned this as well. Every time, if you look in the Torah, that the Lashon of Lina is used, it means through the night until the next morning. Lo salin pu'ulas sachir itcha ad boker. Don't withhold the wages of a worker until the morning. Lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. The mitzvah of Nosar. Mashba de lo havi lina ad sheyala mura shachar. That's what you find. Stam lina is ad boker. That is what it's saying. And therefore, says the Radvaz, don't worry about the case that you wait until the middle of the night, because it's not the next morning, and you only violate lo sullen the next morning. Hilchah krod lo sullen nivlaso ala eight nami eino over balava shiel neil kol alayla aboker. So fine, there's no lo sullen. But now, what about the mitzvah of kvura? The mitzvah of kikavra tikvareinu by yomahu. By yomahu says the Radvaz, that's only by haruge bezdin. The lo saseh applies outside to everyone, but the mitzvah saseh of that day only is Haruge Bezdin. That's what I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. First, he asked it as a question. Nihidalo Avra Allah, Bikal Makom Bital Mitzvah Zaseh. And just like the lav applies to everyone, the yase should apply to everyone. And he says, no. Halo kasha, the dafka gabi aruge bezdenika lav yase, avagabi malanes meso, ain shum elo lav bilvat. The mitzvah, there might be a mitzvah of kvur, but the mitzvah of burying that day is only by Haruge Bezdin. V'chein timsa shalo eskiru b'talmud v'lo haposkim. Whenever the Gemara talks about somebody who didn't bury on time, what do they say? Hamalanes meso over belav. They should have said, mitzvahs asei l'kovro b'yom ha-misa. Should have said it in the positive, but it only says in the negative. Right? Hamalanes meso. Why is this? So he explains that Bezdin puts people to death earlier, and that's why they have the mitzvah. But if somebody dies right before Shkia, so you're not going to have a chance to bury. So because, says the Radvaz, that some cases it's going to be out of your control, that he assumes that the Torah never demanded that of anyone, and therefore there is no assay. But then he says, what about this case? In our place, Radvaz lived in Egypt. Why do people bury in the middle of the night? Ubarmandain. But minak shalanu leka kushakla, there's no problem. The whole ikav is lechvodo. Why? Because we know. We bury during the day. The non-Jews around us are mevaza us. Ha'akim mevazin, umakalalim, b'ksasim rogmin, b'avanim. They throw stones. They threw stones back in Egypt. V'chein v'tchilas alayla. And even at the beginning of the night, sha'adayin kolachanuyos psuchos. The stores were still open even after it got dark 500 years ago. At Shlish Alayla, the Nimsa, and therefore you want to wait for everybody to be able to come to the Levaya and to not have any dangers from the community around. And that's why you wait. The Nimsa Kolak Havasam Havi Lechvodo Shalmeis. And that's why we wait. Therefore, there is no problem. El Hakol Shiyah Sheosin Lameis B'Mitzrayim Hakol Hu Lechvodo Umutter Afilu Lahalino V'Nimsa Minhagam Sharir V'Kayam. That is the Radvaz. Along the way, though, he argued with the Rambam. Kavod HaMeis, obviously, we all agree with, but he argued with the Rambam by saying a chilek between the Aseh and the Los Aseh. This Radvaz is quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva, you got if you want to look it up. Nice long Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch is an underused resource. I always quote the Achronim for the past couple hundred years that have to do with the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shin Nun Zayin and Yaradeya. Asur lahalan ames, ella imkein halino lechvodo. The only time you're allowed to delay burial is if it's for the kavod. Lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin, to get a proper aron, and tachrichin, o mekoninos, o shiavo krovim, so that relatives could come to the levaya. For sure you could delay it. O lashmia yaros, or to let people know in other cities. That's the counter pressure is the next line of the Shulchan Aruch. Kol amesim hamemaher lohotzi mitaso harezim meshubach. The faster you bury somebody, it's meshubach. But one has to make sure that it's balanced with Kavod HaMeis. That's the key. Kavod HaMeis is the ultimate value that we like to have. So there, in the Pischei Tshuva, this Tshuva of the Ravaz is quoted, that if you're waiting, Mitzvahs Laila, you don't violate, because the Los Aseh is only in the morning, and the Aseh only applies to Haruge Bezdin. Good. But then he goes into other issues. He quotes, Ayin Tshuvas Chavos Yahir. Chavos Yahir. Somebody, the Umos HaOlam, were toe-faced. They grabbed a ganav and they hung him, and the question is they want a lot of money. How much money do we have to pay to fulfill the mitzvah of kvura and not to violate lo salin? Because after all, we know what is the usual rule. For mitzvahs, I say, there are limits. For mitzvahs lo salin, you have to give away all your money. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Sukkah, the Tshuva of the Rashba, right? You have to give away all your money not to violate a lo salin. So what about here? Not to violate lo talin. Says the Chavos Yahir, you don't have to give away all your money in this case. Why? Because the Israel of Losalin is only when it is in your control and you don't bury. But here it's not in your control. The hell of the lav de lotalin ain't a rak al mishamutal alav kavro. Velo al achirim. Vel zain ze shamutal alav chayav lavazvi is kol mamona lafayes hasar. Kadesha lo yavra alav ze. Since you're not violating the los assay befoal. It's like a mitzvah assay. And therefore it's passive, and I wouldn't have to give away all of my money. Again, a tragic case. Then he talks about a major machlokas. There was a discussion he has from in the Chassam Sofer and others. There was a certain time period where there were those that suggested you want to make sure that a person is dead, so you had to wait a couple of days after they died, because maybe they're not really dead. And if you look in Maseches Smachos, there's a story where they buried somebody, and 3 days later he came out. 3 days later he came out of his cave. So you have to wait. So, do we always have to be worried about that? And therefore, for Kavod HaMeis, you have to worry to make sure that he's dead. Because if he's really alive, you don't want to do that. So the poskim say, and the Pischei Tshuva quotes it here, in the Tshuvas, we don't second guess. If modern medicine says, in a certain case, that a person has expired, l'chol ha'deus, then you don't have to second guess. You don't have to second guess. Obviously, there are cases that there's a machlokas about whether a person is dead or not. But without getting into it, if there's a case that everybody agrees to, so then one doesn't have to worry. Lo nidna tola malachei asharis, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, and say other poskim, and just act based on the knowledge of the of the time. Good. L'chvodo. So what does it mean to bury, to delay the burial for kavod? So the Shulchan Aruch quoted, to bring tachrichin, relatives to come, to have a greater, you know, the greater tzibur. So you're allowed to delay. The Pisgei Tshuva here, again, quotes a tshuva, a different tshuva of the Radvaz, where he was asked, somebody died on Thursday. And the Aviv, Rachman al-Islan, a boy died on Thursday, and the father wanted to delay the burial until right before Shabbos, so he saves him from chibut hakever, certain type of punishment that is given. If he's, is that called lechvodo? Because you want to save him from the chibut hakever. The Radvaz says, I don't understand the shayla. Chibut hakever is not in our hands, it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have chibut hakever, he'll give it no matter what. Doesn't matter when we bury, and that's not called lechvodo. Not called lechvodo to delay a burial for that reason. Either way, this is an important discussion. Yaredeya Shin Nun Zayin. That's the Isser of Halanas Ames. Good. What else can we talk about here regarding the mitzvah of kvura? Going to kvaris, there's no mitzvah to go to a kever. There are sources in the Talmud and in the later Rishonim and Achronim about going to kvaris. Right, we know Kalev ben Yefuneh went to daven at the kever on the way with the meraglim, and the Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael daven the kever Rachel, and various times that kvaris are mentioned in Chazal, and even the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara discusses in Maseches Tainus, that they used to go to kvaris on fast days in order either to feel very lowly or to daven. What do you daven at a kever? So that is a big discussion. We discussed that in the context of slichas in the past. The Mishnah Berurah is vehement, quoting the Maharil in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, that when somebody goes to a kever, they have to make sure only to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bizchus, the niftar that is buried here. But not chas v'shalom talking to the niftar. So that is a major machlokas, because there are a number of poskim, and the minog of many is to talk to the niftarim, not chas v'shalom to daven to them that they could help directly, but to act as intermediaries, to say, put in a good word to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us. So that is a major machlokas and controversy. It comes up by slichos, saying machnisei rachamim, and the other slichos, and say the yud gimel midos. That's a big discussion, slichos time, whether that is appropriate or not. But again, the language of the Mishnah Berurah is to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bizchus. But again, Yesh makom, that others say that one can daven in that context to ask them to put in a good word. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that seems to say that. Vechulu. There are a number of tshuvas. Again, we could spend hours on this. All the tshuvas about likarat samos. Are you allowed to remove somebody from a kever in order to put him into kever avos, in order to put him into a better state? Again, big discussions of that in Rav Moshe has many tshuvas about it. Just like to read two tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in Shin Lamed Aleph in Yaredeya, first of all, notes that it is important to buy a kever, to have it one's own kever. And he quotes Al derech melitza, e efshar lepsichas hakever below dam. Right? E efshar, the Gemara says, you can't see the kever, which is the womb, below dam. E efshar lepsichas hakever below damim. Right? You have to pay for it. And that's why the first part of Eretz Yisrael that somebody, a Jew bought was Avraham Avinu. He bought a burial place for Sarah. He wanted to have it legally. And he says, Mashva says the Chasam Sofer, Mashva mishashis kpeidalzeh, she kavur b'shalo, v'lo b'makam sho me'achirim, alkei no'agu likach aguras kesef, al kopanim mikol bar minon, she karka kanui lo, b'mechirehu, v'ye kavur b'shalo. And that's the minhag. In the following tshuva, he's asked a very interesting question. There was a cemetery that they always buried in a north-south direction. The head was always the north, and the feet were at the south, and the gate of the cemetery, the Shar Kniso, was on the south, and Machmas Dochek HaMakom, because the cemetery was mamish all full, they wanted to be Mashana, the next section over. The only way it worked was that they had to bury east-west. East-west, is that a Kpeda? And you shouldn't be Mishana. So, says the Chasam Sofer, you see that there are Gemaras that seem to say that they weren't Makpid, right? They buried in Kuchin, right? Everybody in different areas in the Kuch. They're facing all different ways. But, says the Chasam Sofer, Hanach Lem Yisrael, Emeinu Neviim Heim, B'nei Neviim Heim, everything they do has a source. And that is, what's the source here? Why do they bury north-south in this cemetery? The gate's at the south. And that is a remez to the emuna b'tchias ha-meisim. Sha'asid lamon mikibra v'lasi derech shar. Tchias ha-meisim. And that's related to the chazals that talk about dressing in a proper tachrichin to be worn b'shas tchias ha-meisim. Fine. So that is the minhag of why they bury. The minhag is to bury with feet facing the gate. The problem is there are many chazals that say there's going to be Gilgul Mechilos, and people are only going to be come up in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't really matter which way the gate is facing in Chutzlar, it says the Chassam Sofer. They're all going to roll to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Chassam Sofer, and he says, and that's what I always like to quote, V'solichenu komemios l'artzenu. We want to go when we're still alive. We want to be komemios. We don't want to have to roll afterwards, after 120. We want to go b'chayim. That's what he says, is komemios l'artzenu. And therefore he says, it's not, you know, so crucial to bury in a certain direction. He says, but let me explain. If you look about where we are, says Chassam Sofer, in Europe, you could get to Eretz Yisrael in two ways. Either go south to the Mediterranean and then make a left and go east, or you could go east first, he says, to Constantinople, which is Istanbul today, and then go south to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, now they're facing north-south, fine, but the others, west-east is also good, because it's also on the way to Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Chachila put a gate in, put a Pesach in on that side, on the east side. But either way, he says, Maker Adin, one is not makpid or bound by the direction. Again, kvura is a huge topic. Again, the mitzvah of kvura, we should all be zochet to only talk about this mitzvah, not to ever have to be involved in such mitzvahs. Okay, that takes care of the two mitzvahs of kvura. That's from next time we get into Hashavas Aveda.